This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin, one of the things that you don't like about the Cowboys is they wait so long. Like, they fill their roster and go, we have a roster.
Yeah.
It's not sometimes in free agency, they don't spend the money that you're like, man, we got a dude that can play.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll get that guy in the draft and then we'll grow it. But I wonder if the Cowboys need to draft a safety, because I think that's what I keep seeing. Kevin, I've looked at almost every mock draft.
Why?
And I know that you love mock drafts and
they're
vitally important. You know what? We're going to ask Jeff Kavanaugh his thoughts about mock drafts whenever he gets here to talk about that with G-Bag Nation coming up at 2 o'clock.
Neat.
But the Cowboys are slotted in almost every mock draft to take Xavier McKinney. And the last two mock drafts, I believe, like Taco was involved in one, and it kept getting thrown out there, and Tristan Hill. And so we landed both of the guys that the mock draft said we'd get. So
I like saying Taco Bueno.
I doubt that.
All right, Kevin. So that being said, there are some options out there for free safeties and strong safeties in this free agency world.
Okay.
Can the Cowboys go ahead and pay one of those guys and say, we're good there? Now, here's the Bobby Belt said these are things, safeties he thinks can be on the Dallas radar. Kamel Ishmael from the Falcons, Demarius Randall from the Browns, and Carl Joseph.
Yeah.
Carl Joseph, Kevin, who you...
Just in him for a minute.
You've been trying to get on the Dallas Cowboys for quite some time.
Yeah. He got hurt this last year, but I've been interested in him for a while.
All right. So here are the names. I'm going to go through some of the names. Devin McCourty.
No.
33 years old. Is that too old for you? He had 5 interceptions this year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 picks, but he's 33.
All right, I'll consider it.
Cost $9.5 million.
No.
Okay. Rodney McLeod from Philadelphia. 2 interceptions, $7 million.
No.
How much are you spending on a safety?
For the right one, obviously I've been hyping up Jamal Adams. I'll spend $12 million on a safety if I have to, but ideally, you know, 6 or 7.
$6 or $7 million. Yeah. Dollars. I still think that's too much.
Wow. Okay.
And here's the reason why. The Cowboys are going to essentially, their entire defense is going to be left out in the cold here. That's what's about to happen. You're going to have to pay Dak, and you're probably going to pay Amari Cooper. Unless you go the CeeDee Lamb route.
Yep.
But then you use the money on the other side that you would have used for Amari Cooper. And you pay that money to make your defense better.
I'd rather draft MP3 Lamb.
That's one of the reasons. What are you doing?
That's hilarious.
That is not hilarious. Don't make him feel like he can keep doing that.
Sorry.
Do y'all like Shippy's jokes or not?
Yes.
But Kevin, that's what you say. Okay, we've been talking about linebackers that you could potentially add to this team, defensive linemen you could potentially add, and here we are with safeties. You could add 4 free agents on the defensive side of the ball that can get the job done for you with the money that you have left over from not buying Amari Cooper.
Okay.
And Dak Prescott, you take your pick and you say, okay, I'm going to take one of these wide receivers and we're moving on. And so I know what Amari Cooper is, but I also think that one of these wide receivers in the draft could allow you to make your defense better at the same time. And that's something that I think is important. Now, you say defense doesn't matter.
That is not what I said.
But you have to have a defense that can get the ball back to your offense.
Defense wins championships.
It does.
You also need to make sure that you have a quarterback who will step up when you need him to.
Anthony Harris is 28, Minnesota's safety.
Okay.
6 interceptions this year.
Wow. What's he going to cost me?
He was at $3 million this year. Okay, so Kevin,
he's probably like looking for, what, 8 to 10?
His market value based on...
Oh, is it more than 8 to 10?
Based
then?
On the analysis that I put together yesterday.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
He's the second ranked strong safety.
I can't afford it.
His market value.
I can't afford it. I already told you.
Do you want to know his market value?
All right, fine.
5-year contract, $69 million.
So $14, $13.8 million per year? Okay. pass. I can't afford it.
All right.
And I can't pass either because then he'll pick it off. So yeah, I don't know what to do.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix is on this as well.
I could probably afford him.
Carl Joseph is on this list. He's 26 years old, Kevin. Yep. And I know he got banged up. He cost you $2.9 million last year. So in free agency, do you think he's going to cost you in the $11 million range?
Yeah. I was going to say.
At 26 years old, I mean, you're paying for the prime of his career, though.
Does it have a market analysis?
It does
for that?
Not have. Okay, I don't have a market analysis on him.
Because that's just going to infuriate me. Yeah. My guess would be 9 to 11. Maybe the injury will catch you a little bit of a break, but I imagine the age means he'll be looking to cash in. And yeah, does that mean that the Raiders declined his fifth year option then? Because if that's the case, then yeah, maybe closer to 9.
Based on this analysis, it's everybody that's available. Okay. So these are this is from
Sportrack.
All right,
so they must have.
Sportrack has, I'm sorry, McLeod. Sportrack has all the available safeties out there. Clayton Gathers is one of them as well. He's 28 years old from Indianapolis. Trey Boston. 28 years old, but they passed on him last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were just like, no, I'm out on him. There are a lot of safeties, though, Kevin, that are available. Demarius Randall, 28 years old. He had 61 tackles. He had 3 sacks and 3 quarterback hits last year. So as a blitzing safety, you're getting after it there.
Yeah.
He's right above Jeff Heath. On this list.
And then that's like, if you're right above Jeff Heath, I need to cross off any player that's anywhere in that vicinity because I already have Jeff Heath then. If that's the case, then why won't I just keep Jeff Heath? Because I know he likes to be here. I know he can contribute on special teams and I'll stick with him. Like, if I'm not going to make a real upgrade, I don't want to just change out for change's sake. Jeff Heath is not a bad player. I don't think Jeff Heath's a great player or anything like that, but he's not a bad player. And so if we're not massively upgrading, then no.
From the 214, guys, free agency, you have to hit because if you let Amari and Byron walk, you can gain really good comp picks if you don't sign similar salary players. And I get the comp picks, but, man, am I making my team out of comp picks?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, even the comp pick for Amari is going to be, what, a 3? You know, like, I totally get what that person is saying, and they're right. And, like, I'm not trying to naysay a third-round pick, but if you're telling me, hey, in 2021, you're going to get a third-round pick or you can strike now, I'm always going to say, let's strike now and see what we can do.
Would you be furious if Jeff Heath was back on this team?
No.
I would.
Would you really?
I would be mad if Jeff Heath is back.
Even if it's because a reasonable contract?
For me, it means you didn't upgrade the position.
Well, hold on now. What if it was Jeff Heath and Carl Joseph? And Jeff Heath is your catch-all backup.
And you got Xavier Woods back there,
ace.
Too. Xavier Woods hasn't proven anything
okay,
to
so
me.
So are you telling me we need to replace both of them?
You need a better player, a complimentary player for Woods. So, yeah, Carl Joseph is a complimentary player to him. But Xavier Woods, now I'm still thinking, do I have the best possible person at that position?
Okay, because then if that's the case, then you definitely can't re-sign all the people that we talked about. Because you can't re-sign Dak, Amari, and making some of these other moves and go get 2 safeties, and you're not going to draft 2 safeties that you're going to expect to be starting straight away. Now, if you go the combination of picking up a free agent safety or picking up and drafting a safety high, and that's what you're going to go with, okay, fair enough. That could work, but then you're ignoring a lot of other areas on your team.
From the 214, Clinton Dix is 27 and 3 years removed from a Pro Bowl. $6 million may get him. $6 million, I feel like the Cowboys think that's too much for the position. And that's my
even
concern.
Still,
there.
Even when you see, like, because they didn't value the defensive tackle, and you saw, like, you directly saw how that ended your 2018 season.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they do value this position. I don't know when it happened, but the fact that they would even engage in trade talks for Jamal Adams lead me to believe that they do value.
I think that they saw they had a weakness there and they thought they could make it a strength for a playoff push. I think they started questioning, okay, is this team worthy of a playoff push? And Kevin, I think they didn't think that it was. I think by midseason they realized that they weren't the team they thought they were going to be coming into the season. And that's why they bailed on that deal, because they thought, if we're going to add a piece, we're going to add a piece that's going to give us the run into the Super Bowl. And by the time that came down to it, and they real, I mean, I know two first round picks was something they weren't willing to do also.
Would you rather have, I know this is going to be weird, but I can follow through how I came up with this. Would you rather have Tom Brady and Jamal Adams or Dak?
Tom Brady and Jamal Adams.
Okay. So my line of thinking there is, like, you know, let's say you make the trade-off of the franchise tag, and then you were able to pick up the draft capital to go get Jamal Adams, and then you could pick up whoever in free agency. Would it still be the same, or would it change back to Dak if it was Jamal Adams and Cam?
Yeah, I'd probably go
back to Dak.
Yeah, back to Dak on that one.
Okay. And so, because
Jamal Adams really good though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm just trying to figure out, because you can get Jamal Adams if you moved off of Dak, because you'd be able to get the draft capital. Not that I'm suggesting that, but I am curious if people would want to go in that direction. Would you want to go the direction of whatever filler quarterback and Jamal Adams? Or would you want to stick with Dak no matter what? Because I think those are, like, could be tied in.
A lot of it has to do with what I can get on my defensive side of the ball too, though. Like, what can I build? Because if I can build a defense for Tom Brady,
Then you can pick up your defensive lineman for Alabama, because you don't really have to worry about picking up Delpit.
What about Anthony Brown? I know we've been talking about Byron Jones. Would you be willing to bring back his reps think that his market's $10 million?
Then hell no. There is
He was the second best cornerback on this team last year.
Yeah.
And until he got hurt.
Yeah. No. He's not a $10 million player. Look, the
market says 10.
Okay, then he can go get paid 10. I don't want him to get paid 10 here. Look, the Cowboys are struggling whether or not they would pay Byron Jones $12 million. Look, I might be willing to talk $5 or $6 million with Anthony Brown. I do not value him that much whatsoever. And then you're not making your team any better. Because think about it. If you pay, let's just say, $10 million for Anthony Brown, $12 to $14 for Byron Jones, 35 for Dak Prescott, and 20 or 19 or 20 for Amari Cooper. Guess what you just did? You just spent all of your free agent money and you have no Robert Quinn. So what I'm telling you is you lose Robert Quinn and you didn't add anybody else. And the team's just magically going to get better from 8-8. And I know people are going to say, well, you changed out coaches and you still got the draft. Awesome. Every other team in the league also has the draft.
You're losing Robert Quinn. You're losing Michael Bennett. You're losing Malik Collins. And you can say, oh, well, those guys weren't anything. But that's you got to fill those positions.
Somebody's got to play there.
Yeah, somebody's got to be there. And if you have a bunch, I mean, Chris Covington had flashes. Kerry Hyder. Those are names that you're going to be missing too. So, and that's... Then Sean Lee, Joe Thomas, this defense has a lot they have to fill. So why not fill it with good players? Why not fill it with good players and just dump Dak and move on?
Whoa. That sounds like a whole different segment that you just made that bold proclamation for to end the show, or to end the segment. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we look into the future, the best NBA teams. In the year 2025.
Also, Kevin, I have something on Luka.
Oh, my
What
God.
Is it?
Huh?
What is it?
We'll tell you next right here on The Fan.
Such a tease.
I'm watching this video on loop, Kevin, of Michael Kidd-Gilchrist doing sprints after practice.
Is he fast?
He's not really running fast. He's kind of jogging more than he is doing sprints, but... He's running the length of the court. Now, what's the reason for that, Kevin? What do you think it is?
To get his win back.
Absolutely. This is a guy that's played like 12 minutes in the last 10 years or something. It's ridiculous.
The last 2 years.
He hasn't played much at all, and so he needs to be able to run around and defend.
Yep.
Just give him that. Just task him with that first, and then let him shoot.
He did not make the list of 44 names to be considered for the Olympic team going to the Tokyo Olympics. Do you want to know something super weird? Here are a couple of the players who got invites. Dwight Howard, Kyle Kuzma, and Derek White. Here are the players who didn't get invites. Trae Young, Zion, Melo, Ja Morant. Hell are we doing?
Wait, what? Are we tanking?
So Dwight Howard got an invite, but Trey Young, Zach LaVine, Zion, Melo, Ja Morant, they didn't make it.
You can't tank the Olympic ship.
Oh, please. You don't get drafted. How naive are you?
What do you mean?
You could tank anything.
Yeah.
You don't tank the Olympics.
You never tank a relationship?
Yeah, but why would we tank the Olympics? The whole goal of competing in the Olympics is to get a gold.
Alternate theory. What? Putting together the worst team possible so we don't make it through the qualifiers. Don't advance to the Olympics because of fear of the coronavirus.
Oh, that's good. I believe it.
No.
I believe that we are tanking.
No, okay. I appreciate that. By the way, also wanted to update you, Kevin. Luka is shooting again. So he could be back.
Is he gonna play tomorrow?
Very, very soon. He's getting up shots at practice today.
Yeah, it's expected that he's back in time for, was it the Hornets?
Let's go.
And then the All-Star game.
Tomorrow, and then the All-Star game, of course.
By the way,
most importantly,
a Sweaters Forever podcast has dropped, Kevin. It is out there.
Is it about Luka?
Is it about Luka shipping?
Nope. Not that much Luka talk.
All right.
But we do identify some trade targets for your Dallas Stars.
So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow for the Kings game, which is also my mom's birthday. And then we got the All-Star game.
That was the one.
But now I know what you're really thinking, Corey. That's all fine and well. But who are going to be the best NBA teams in the year 2025? I know that's what you've been wondering about all day long. So I saw this article.
Hold on, what?
2025.
2025, 5 years in the future.
Can I throw something out real quick? Did you happen to see the message about Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler?
Oh, no, what's up with them?
So, because this could happen in 2025, Kevin. Joel Embiid tweeted the quote about you spend your whole life trying to be the hero until one day you become the villain. Isn't that how it goes?
Oh, yeah, Harvey Dent.
Yeah, the Harvey Dent quote. He tweeted that out.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler then quote tweeted him and said, I know a place where they like villains.
No, that was on Instagram.
Oh, it was on Instagram.
And then Embiid responded with something like, hell yeah, brother. I don't know if that's how he said it.
Sounds like Hulk Hogan.
So, Kevin, could the Miami Heat in 2025 with Embiid and Jimmy Butler be one of the top teams?
I have good news for you, Corey. They're not in Tier 6. Tier 6 is the worst group of teams. That includes Sacramento, the Knicks, because, of course, why would anybody go there? Cleveland, Charlotte, and Detroit. So they're free and clear. Tier 5, Washington, Orlando, Houston, because at that point, their good players will be gone. They'll be a train wreck, and they'll still be paying off all those debts. Same thing with the Brooklyn Nets. They're also in Tier 5. They're out. Tier 4, Bulls, T-Wolves, Portland Trailblazers. That backcourt will be slowing down. Tier 3, Phoenix Suns, Atlanta Hawks, Indiana Pacers. So still no Miami Heat. Tier 2, San Antonio Spurs, Philadelphia 76ers. Because maybe Embiid will be there. Maybe he won't. The Clippers, the Raptors, the Jazz, the Bucks, because they still didn't get anyone to go there. The Lakers, and then the Miami Heat are at the top of Tier 2. But ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means. There are only 7 teams in Tier 1, and your Dallas Mavericks are one of them. Corey, in the year 2025, we will be one of the best teams in basketball. But where do you think we'll be on the list, Corey?
Number 5.
Number 5?
Okay. Shippy thinks number 1.
Number 7 on the list? The Oklahoma City Thunder.
How?
Chris Paul is going to be crushing it.
Well, I assume Chris Paul is retired along with his brother Cliff by that point. But check this out. This is insane to me. Between the year 2020 and 2026, they have 15 first-round draft picks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It's ridiculous how many picks they've acquired.
And not only that, 11 of them are straight up picks and 4 of them are pick swaps if they want. So they can take the better version all four of these picks, and then they have 11 more. So in the next 6 or 7 seasons, they have 15 first-round picks.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess it does really depend on what's coming up into the college ranks for 1 year, because you can have all those picks, but if you have a drought of players,
sure,
or a drought of talent, it's not going to be worth it.
But don't you just know it's going to hit that year that they decide they're going to let high school players go straight in, and that's the year they're going to have like 4 picks? Man, that year that they decide not only are those people eligible, but also the high school people are eligible, you're going to see people jockeying for picks like crazy. Plus, they already have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, so they're looking pretty good. They are number 7. Number 6, the Memphis Grizzlies. Because, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies will be led by one of the next most exciting players in the league, Ja Morant.
Wow. Who Andre Iguodala had nothing bad to say about, by the way.
I mean, what would you have to say bad about Ja Morant? He's too...
They said this is 90s night.
Is that an insult? And was that Steve Harvey?
Nah, it's Ja Rule.
Oh, okay.
Are we ready?
Oh. Yes, Ja Rule, I'm ready. From the... Don't mark that.
I guess not.
Number 5, the Golden State Warriors. Sure, Steph will be 36. Klay and Draymond will be 34. But they still have assets they can pick up from trading D'Angelo Russell and their 2020 draft pick, which will be probably 1st or 2nd. Number 4.
Hey, Kevin, real quick, can I throw this out there at you?
All right. As long as it's Ja Rule related.
No, it's not Ja Rule related. Mm. It's, well, maybe. Did you know who Rob Parker is? Rob Parker was on Fox Sports, FS1.
Okay.
He had this to say about the Warriors dynasty.
Read my lips. The Warriors dynasty, whatever you want to call it, has been officially eliminated once Kevin Durant left. It's not happening. I do not see the Warriors winning anything anytime soon. And it has nothing to do. You can talk about adding all the players, about the lottery picks and Wiggins. It's about Steph and Klay. It's about
the
those guys.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to call it. That whole dynasty that everybody talks about is totally fraudulent.
Oh, God.
The only reason
it
they had
a dynasty?
No, the only reason they had a dynasty is because KD joined the team. Steph, Klay, and Draymond Green, they won one championship. That was without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. That's the one that they won. Iguodala was the MVP, not Steph, not Klay. And then they played Cleveland and were the first team. That was the 73 and 9 team.
All right, that's I've heard enough.
Kevin, were they fraudulent?
No, that's a stupid opinion. That person is a moron.
Because Kevin Durant shows up, and then now this team, you know, they're back?
Yeah, that's a stupid opinion. They won 3 championships 3 out of 4 years, and if Draymond wouldn't have got suspended, they would have won both of those first 2.
Yeah, for kicking a guy in the nuts.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I didn't say he should have gotten suspended. I just said if he didn't get suspended, they'd have been fine.
I mean, that seems pretty avoidable. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
all you had to do is not kick a guy.
Wasn't it Steven Adams that he kicked?
That kind of maybe.
Pretty sure it was.
So we're down to the top 4 teams in the year 2025 and still no Mavericks.
Is so it possible, the Warriors are going to be...
Is it possible they've been taken out of the NBA? Number 4.
Did they get relegated to the G League?
Yeah, they did.
Mark Cuban moved them to Major League Baseball.
One of those XFL teams got up there. The New Orleans Pelicans with Zion, Brandon Ingram... They got a whole bunch of other young players. They could be there. Number 3, the Boston Celtics.
Oh, wow, they're down in the top 2.
They've already got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and at that point, those two will be 26 and 28, reaching their athletic prime. That means there's only 2 options left.
And then there were 2.
It's the Mavericks, the Nuggets, or if there's a new NBA team, and somehow we didn't make the list at all.
Duke.
Maybe there's an ex-NBA coming out.
Ooh.
XBA.
Number 2 on the list of the best NBA teams in 2025. The Denver Nuggets are number 2. led by Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the totally going to disappoint everyone eventually, Michael Porter Jr.
Hey, we are Mizzou.
Sorry. I mean, do you claim him? Okay, sure.
Kind of.
So they're number two. Number one on the list.
Who could it be?
Who is it?
The brand new Seattle Supers. I'm just kidding. It's obviously the Dallas Mavericks. They scored 50 out of 50 in talent and future assets. I fully expect Luka to have a LeBron James, Giannis level of impact on this team.
Hold on to your butt.
Dallas really needs to score highly in this category is him. But then they have Kristaps too. 50 out of 50 points. Coaching? Rick Carlisle, one of the league's premier coaches, and Donnie Nelson is a very good executive. 28 out of 30 points. Organizational leadership. Early in his tenure, Mark Cuban was perhaps a little brash and outspoken for his players' liking. But he's dialed that down and become an asset. Dallas' organization is strong. Mostly warm weather. No state income tax makes it an optimum free agent destination.
Yeah, they do.
15 out of 20 at 93 points in 5 years. The best team in all of basketball will be your Dallas Mavericks. Corey, where are we going to have the parade in 5 years?
You can't play in that parade because if you play in it, you won't win.
That was the old mayor. We have a new mayor. He's going to stop crime and stuff, too.
I do. First off, where did you say this is from?
Yard Marker.
All right.
So where do you want me, Yard Barker?
Does it take 5 years for us to get there? Like, you saying the next, what are you doing? The next 4 years are going to be kind of sitting around waiting for this to happen?
No, maybe we'll also be awesome then. I'm just saying in 5 years we'll be the best. Maybe in 4 years we'll be the best. And in 3 years we'll be the best. So where do you want to plan our third straight parade route?
We're not having a parade.
What?
What?
Hold on, you need to find another song. This party song isn't working for him. Maybe he just needs a different party song.
It's going to take us 5 years before we're the best team in basketball?
I said we will be the best in 5 years. We could also be the best in 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, any of those years.
I guess the good point is that this team has a lot of youth that is going to be seasoned veterans by the time we get to that point. Like, that's a big deal right there, right? Lots of veterans that are going to be, okay, you guys are just being stop dancing. Stop dancing.
Nobody
you
can
start
see that.
Dancing.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation to find out where they want a parade.
Key change.
Maybe two different parades. Maybe three different parades. Where are we going to have all of the NBA championship parades while Corey sits and pouts in the corner because he thinks we're not going to win? We'll do all that next with G-Bag right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.